on, everybody. It is that time of the week again for Kayak Fishing Radio Mid-Atlantic. I am your host, Mark the Landing Crew Wheeler. And tonight is a very special night. Tonight, I am broadcasting live from Rudy Inlet in Virginia Beach. So, for all those that didn't show up on my posts, down here, you're missing out. A great speckled trout fight, a great bluefish fight, and some stripers mixed in. Now the sun's gone down. The bridge over General Booth Boulevard is starting to pick up with some activity. So, with that, I'd like to say hello to the man working the switchboard, my producer for the night, Chip Gibson. What's going on, Chip?
Hey, I'm good, man. I'm just pushing buttons and watching folks in the chat room. We got City of Ash just joined us, LGB, King Rat, and it looks like a big fly rail. Mr. Becker's trying to roll things around here, so.
Okay.
Cool.
Remember, folks, you can call in, and tonight would be the night to do that. Get some on-the-water tips and anything else that you might think you might want to do or just want to talk to me. The phone number is 714-816-4727. And, so, good night. I just had a speckled trout pull up next to me. But, report from this weekend was out Saturday at the first island. Good time out there. Went out with a gentleman named Tony. We tried and tried, but no prevail. Was out there with, I met up with Rob Choi and Justin Meyer. Congrats, Justin, on the baby again. And, they were on it heavy. Justin got a beautiful citation female pog. Really nice stuff there. And, Mr. Choi, being Mr. Tog himself, was absolutely tearing them up. Almost every bridge pylon he hit, he was hitting them. So it was a good time for them. You know, learned a lot, enjoyed the paddle. On the way back in, as we caught this nasty thunderstorm, I'm working on it right now to bleep out all the curse words because the current picked up and then the wind picked up and the lightning was all around us. It was bad. You know, it's the time of year, folks. You really got to pay attention. And we just didn't get in time. So, with that, Sunday, got up early, hit this infamous Rudy Inlet, and had an incredible morning topwater bite. Stripers, big blues, absolutely hammering everything we threw at them. On the top, which made things really, really fun. And then just turned into a grind, throwing soft plastics and mirror lures and everything we had in our tackle bag to try to get into some more specs and some more blues. And I hooked into a really nice 23-inch bluefish. You know, getting into a mini chomper like that is always a lot of fun. Nice, you know, really good foggy conditions, really, really nice. Water temps were in the mid-60s, so you can't complain about that ever. And, just had a really good time. Lynn Haven's starting to pick up, folks, so if you're in the Virginia Beach area, Lynn Haven is starting to pick up with the specs and the usual haunts. Back Bay, Back River, all are holding nice fish. The speckled trout, folks, in the 60-degree range, those specs are really active, along with the blues. So, you know, get out there, have some fun with it. Some puppy drum have been spotted in Lynn Haven and Rudy. So, get out there and you know, try to find them pups. It's always a nice accoutrement this time, you know, when you find them. So, have some fun with it. All right.
Hey, Mark. Joining us now is Mr. Becker.
Hey, Greg. What's going on, man?
Good evening, man. Nice evening to be out on the water, eh?
Yeah.
Well, I could go out and I could take the wireless card and sit in the backyard with my toes in the sand and do about the same thing, but that'd be about the extent of it.
Nice. So how's it going down there in Florida?
Good. Weather's beautiful. From what I'm hearing, the fishing reports, as they are for you there, are on fire. People are just lighting up the trout everywhere. A lot of snook being caught. People doing well on redfish. Flounder are going out of their minds. Aside from that, nothing happening.
Nice. So, folks, if you haven't noticed, we've been talking about this thing called a boondoggle. Before, it was only about Chokoloskee. But now it's about Virginia Beach, and we've got some excellent fishing here. I expect the same things I'm catching now that's going to be around in October for when this is going on. Columbus Day weekend, the 5th to the 8th. Show up a week early. You can fish the Tidewater Kayak Anglers Association charity tournament. That's always a good one. And, nice fish. Just had a fish follow my bait, sorry. A lot of good stuff going on right now. And that time of year, you know, we're going to have some big drum. Everything's going to be chewing on the move south. Striped bills started moving in. So, folks. It's going to be set up at First Landing State Park. We got some great things going on there. Great food, good oyster roast. I mean, it's just going to be an excellent, a great time. Stuff for the kids, stuff for the family. You got to love it. So let's get to the topic of the night. And that's going to be, you know, with these warmer weather, if you haven't been out yet, i.e. you're in, you know, the north, or you've, you know, you just bought your first kayak, and, you know, your buddy says, hey, let's go out to, you know, the first island, and it's your first time out, you might not want to do that, i.e. A, because you're inexperienced, and B, if you've been paddling for several years, and you haven't been paddling all winter long, you can really hurt yourself. So, let's talk about how to get yourself ready for longer paddles and for the warmer season that's coming up. Stuff you can do at home that really works well is shadow boxing. I know everyone goes, well, we're not boxing, but the same arm movements of a jab, of a hook, of an uppercut, you're working the same muscles and creating that long-lasting, you know, muscle fiber that you need for a long paddle, i.e. in wind, in current, stuff like that. Everyone's going to laugh, yoga. And, you can say what you will, but the flexibility, the strength for the advanced yogas, plus, if you do that, you know, 190-degree yoga, you can, lose a little bit of that Christmas fat that's still there. And it's a good way to gain your flexibility, relax, you know, gain some stability, too. Stable mindset, stable footing, stuff like that if you wanted to stand in your kayak. And, you know, just plain lifting. Now, I'm not talking, you know, doing cleaning jerks or anything like that. That's a little overkill. You know, just your basic, you know, low-intensity weightlifting. You know, you don't need anything crazy. You know, 25 pounds for some bigger guys. You know, 25, 35 pounds, you know, for the ladies, maybe, you know, 15, 20. And, you know, work out your shoulders, work out your back, work out, you know, all those areas that you know are going to be used a lot. And surprisingly, just 2 weeks of, you know, once a day, God damn it, keep that fish jumping around me. Just doing that for 2 weeks, until about mid-April now, when things really start kicking up, you know, you'd be surprised how much it'll advance your paddling, advance your strength to handle paddling in current and wind and everything else. But, and then there's always the good old-fashioned getting out in the water and just paddling. Nothing too heavy, nothing too strenuous, just simple paddling, getting your mind right about going out again. Just paddling for a good hour. You know, great. If you have a small lake without any wind or current and it's just straight up paddling, that's great. You know, that's an hour's worth of good cardio, you know, to a point where you can really, work yourself up. You know, little things like that to help you not hurt yourself when you get out of here. You know, I hear it every year. Someone, strains a shoulder or someone gets themselves in trouble because they get fatigued too quickly. You know, that's the kind of stuff that we need to avoid to stay healthy and stay safe out here on the water. I haven't stopped all year, so I'm still good. If you're the same way, if you live in Florida or in those haunts where you can, just trying to move around, where you can paddle all year long and, you know, maybe a little bit of weightlifting and some stretching will go a long way. Those are all options for you. Now is the time to start getting ready, if not a month ago. You know, being able to get out there and paddle around is key to, healthy living. Greg, do you do anything to help your paddling at all?
Well, at the moment, no. But while you were talking about it, one of the things that I'm glad you touched on is the cardio. It's good to focus on the muscles that you're actually going to be using, but don't forget that the rest of your body supports that. One of the things that we don't talk about enough, especially when we're doing anything in any kind of stress movement in a seated position, is the lower back and leg muscles, since they're providing all the support for anything that you're doing with your upper body. And if you think about it, the majority of stress in a kayak, if you're seated, focuses in your lower back. If you're paddling, everything goes right down to where your center of gravity is in the seat of the boat. So make sure you're doing stuff that not only increases your stamina and your muscle power to actually push the boat and use the kayak, but focus on your core to make sure that you're well seated and well based to do the other stuff. Give yourself something to work off of while you're paddling.
Exactly. Who was it? Isaac the Nothing Miller, the Friday night co-host, I should say. He hurt his back really bad, folks, and it ruined him. He couldn't get out in the water for a good year without basically, being useless for a couple days afterwards. Accidents happen, injuries happen. It's all part of the game. But, there are ways to alleviate that. One thing I'm going to touch up on is proper sitting position. I know a lot of people love to slouch over. They love to do stuff like that, or sit cockeyed. Folks, find a good seat. That's first. a seat that supports your lower back. That is key. You need something that comes up right below your ribs is actually ideal. That's where you want your seat position to be. Got a bluefish on. Sorry. You know, having that support right there, because you use your legs more than you think of when you're paddling. You know, you're pushing against those foot pegs. You know, you're twisting your core. You're tightening up your abs. You know, little things like that. If you're slouched over or your hips are off the back of the seat, that's wrong. Perfect paddling position. Look at some of the older movies, I guess you'd say, where the person's sitting in the chair and their back straight, shoulders are pulled back. That is proper paddling sitting position. Using all those muscles to help support you in what you're doing. So, you know, that's first. You know, tighten up that seat a little bit so you lean a little bit forward, pull your shoulders back, you know, arch your back just a little bit, and you'll be, that's proper. Second thing is understand that a proper paddling stroke isn't arms. Okay, I say arms a lot because we do use our arms a ton. The shoulder, the traps, your trapezoids, a lot of those muscles are used. But if you have a proper paddling stroke, you should be reaching out to your foot and then twisting around, almost, you know, not a full twist, but just a little bit to help give you the power you need to get the job done. You know, watch a lot of the great ones to watch are the touring or whitewater videos. And if you can hear that in the background, that is Oceana Naval Air Station launching off a couple of Chip's favorite FAA-18 Super Hornets. So you hear them fly over every so often. You know, things like that. I can't stress that enough. There's some great YouTube videos on paddle stroke. If you're like me, you can buy a book, but a book only says so much. It can tell you how to do it, but if you can see it, it's key to, you know, success. And plus, it'll save your arms. And the Hobies guys have a great point. Yeah, my arms aren't as tired. Well, that's true. But, you know, I can go all day fishing and catching big fish and everything else and, you know, have very little arm fatigue. And because I have a good paddle stroke, I have a great boat underneath me. And, you know, I keep with my strength training, and you can't go wrong. Granted, I got a little belly on me, but, you know, that comes with being married. Don't tell my wife that. So, yeah. You got anything else, Chip?
Oh, man. No, I'm just writing down the notes. We got King Rat, LGB, and City of Ash in the chat room with us now, and there's, you know, some comments. King Rat said he simulates long days in the kayak by sitting on the couch for long stretches. City of Ash, he said 12-ounce curls are good, and King Rat also had a little cardio in while running to the kitchen for more pizza.
That is true. You know, pizza's the perfect food. You got your breads and the dough and your vegetables and the toppings and the sauce, and of course you got to have meat. It's the perfect food.
Yeah.
Everything in moderation, though.
So, what's the conditions out there, man?
Well, right now it's in the 60s. I've got lots of bait around me. Lots of small, a lot of what we call rain bait, which is, if for those that don't know, that is the bait that is fresh fry, all the little stuff. The wind is howling. The reason you don't hear that is I found myself a nice little cove. And I'm out behind the wind, which is to be expected this time of year. You might find a couple of nights where it's calm, But, you know, with the changing of the seasons, we usually get a good blow in going on. You know, water temps are right around 60 degrees. It picked up there really nice there for a while. And, yeah, it's a beautiful night to be out. Guys, can't go wrong with it.
And have you caught any fish yet?
Before the show, I caught a bunch of specks and some bluefish. Biggest blue was right around 18 inches, and then the biggest speck was just about the same. You know, it's crazy. I was finding these fish on shallow flats earlier, and it was, you know, not where they should have been, kind of. We got the incoming tide, which is key for bluefish. If you don't know, now you know. Incoming tide for big blues. They love that incoming, that how they push in. For whatever reason, it just works out for them better. The specks, though, they're just out of sight. I mean, you can, you know, run a paddle tail or twister tail. A lot of guys use mirror lures and really tear them up. So I'm looking right now at a striper that's sitting in the water. I just spooked him.
Yeah, King Rat asks, what size are the blues tonight?
Your tailor size, 12 to 18 inches. Yeah, nothing spectacular, but still, they're here. You know, and of course the stripers are still here. They'll start moving out here in the next probably 2 or 3 weeks is when we'll start seeing many of the stripers leave the back rivers. Once that water temp hits around 60 degrees throughout the bay, is when you'll start seeing those stripers move out and head north. Granted, the Hudson already has some up in New York. The Jersey coast has them. But for us is when, you know, the breeders leave is right about now. So catching them is find the bait. If you find the bait, you troll through the bait, you cast into the bait, you'll have some luck. Out in the bay right now, they're catching massive blues, 30-plus inches, some real hosses. Congratulations to Dr. Keith Combs for catching a state record tall tog, 24 pounds, 3 ounces this past weekend, which is, if you don't know, that is a gnarly, old lady, man. And that's a grandma. So that's a big old mama. So, yeah, things are picking up here in Virginia, folks. North Carolina, those guys are tearing them up. Jeez, I mean, big drum, big, you know, just big all around. So it's just, you know, this, everything is starting to pick up really, really heavily, and you just cannot go wrong this time of year. A lot of fun. A lot of fun. Plus, the temps are just right that, you know, you could put a pair of waders on and, you know, a T-shirt, and you'd be, you know, nice and warm and not have to worry about it. You mean, it's nice right now. So, congrats. Might as well keep on going to the congrats. Congratulations to City of Ash, the newest member of Jackson Kayak Team. It's great to have you on board there, kid. So that's one thing. I had something else I was going to talk about tonight, and I just can't think of it. You guys have anything?
You're not catching any fish, man.
I'm using the wrong bait right now. I've got a quarter ounce jig head with one of my paddle tails, and it's just not sitting high enough in the water. These fish are looking, because I'm sitting underneath the bridge lights. These fish are looking for stuff on top that's floating in on the incoming tide, and I just don't have it with me right now. But here as soon as we get off the show, I'm going to change up and start tearing them up. Actually, as I'm just speaking that, my buddy Dennis, who's out here with me, just hooked into a really nice bluefish, so. good for him. Hopefully he can get it in. This guy has no luck with big bluefish. But, yeah. Beautiful night to be out, folks. I mean,
he's not yelling and hollering and stuff, man. He doesn't fish like us in the South.
Oh, he's just hoping not to lose it. He's trying to be quiet for the show. I told him not to, but...
Yeah.
Man, that's a big cat. Sorry.
You got a cat?
It's a big cat, big fat cat sitting on the beach here.
Oh.
Oh, he just lost it. I got it. Hang on.
Choppers, man, they'll bite, they'll cut through your leader.
I had to give him a few seconds to release the anger. So
what kind of gear are you fishing with right now? Spinning gear, conventional, what?
Yeah, spinning and conventional, basic, you know, speckled trout gear, you know, 7.5 foot rods with, you know, I always use 30 pound braid. It's a good round number. It's 10 pound diameter. It's just, you know, the opportunity here to catch bigger fish is always there. And I don't want to have a situation where I have 10 pound braid and light gear and BSOL. I like having that stouter gear or stouter terminal, I guess is the best way to put it. You know, having that will ensure that, you know, the smaller fish will always come in and the bigger fish will, you know, you'll have a fighting chance to get them. You know, along with that, right now, you know, a quarter ounce in Rudy Inlet and Lynn Haven for that matter, a quarter ounce jig head with any paddle tail with gulp, 4-inch sculpt swimming, anything in the 3-4-inch range is going to pull most of your specs. Bluefish will eat anything. So you've always got that.
What kind of terminal rig are you using? What kind of leader and stuff?
I use 20-pound fluorocarbon this time of year because there is an opportunity of bluefish. So I like having that flexibility. But.
Tied straight on, you need a uni or you using a swivel or what kind of hook?
Albright. For my heavier gear, I'll do a spider hitch to a double line to create my double line. And then, you know, for my tall gear. And then to a what's called an offshore tuna knot. It's just basically a cat's paw, I think. The other way of calling it, there's a great connection. There's no real knot to speak of on a double line like that. So, and of course, you know, for tog, you're looking at 40 to 50 pound braided line, stouter gear, 6'6", heavy duty rod. You know, anything like that is what you're looking at. But if it's smaller gear like this, I'm looking for a nice tiny knot. And that Albright, I've tied it for many years, and it's just what I use best. And it works for me. You know, and then I only do about 18 inches of leader. I see guys using a lot of long leaders. Most of my casting rods have the micro guides or are smaller guides. And you always have the opportunity of a knot catching a guide. And it's always... you know, deflating when that happens. Now you got to retie everything. And if you use a lot of leader, that's a lot of gear lost. And plus now you're, you know, not doing the ecosystem any good. So, You know, an 18-inch leader is perfect. You can snuff the, make a couple wraps on your hand and throw the fish in. And, it's great for casting, too. So you cannot go wrong with that. But, folks, my battery of my phone is a dying. So we're going to call it a night. I expect more of these on the water shows. Coming up in 3 weeks, we're still working on the exact date. We're going to be doing, hopefully by the end of April, we'll be doing a live show from the famed FMAX River Company's Hampton Roads store. So if you're in the area, come to the FMAX River Company and stay tuned to kayakfishingradio.com for my show on a live show from the store. That'll be a really good time there. Next thing that's coming up is the MS Shootout on the James River at Ancaro's Boat Ramp. I believe it's this Saturday and Sunday. For more details, go to piratesoflynnhaven.org, and they've got all the info there, along with tkaa.org. All proceeds go to the Multiple Sclerosis Society's Fight for the Cure. So, a good one there. All right. I'd like to thank everyone that showed up in the chat room, LGB, City of Ash. Anyone else that's in there, any guests, thank you. Mr. Becker, thank you again.
It's my pleasure always.
Yeah. Killcliff, folks, if you don't know it, don't. It's a recovery drink. It's not a energy drink. It'll help you. It helps me with these long paddles and everyday aches and pains. So I hear a popper going. Sorry. Lots of fun there with Killcliff. You can't. It's healthy. It won't hurt you. And so check out killcliff.com. I'm brain farting right now. Chip, thanks for showing up, man. It was an absolute blast doing this for being my producer.
No problem, man.
So, all right. Remember, folks, every night of the week is a good night to listen to Kayak Fishing Radio. Monday through Thursday, we're here at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And for the fancy, and those with the insomnia, the Friday night show is 11 Eastern, 8 Pacific, with hosts Redfish Chuck on Monday, the Double L's on Tuesday, myself on Wednesday. Thursday night is the Godfather Show, Mr. Chip Gibson's. And the Friday night late night show for the East Coasters is the Spike and Ike Show with Dennis Spike and Isaac the Nothing Miller. I'd like to thank Killcliff, Jackson Kayaks, Akuma, Mustad, Frog Togs, Yeti Coolers, Wildly Stronger, Keep Size Longer, YakAngler.com, the ultimate kayak fishing resource. IrishWaterDogs.com, Brave the Waves Where Giants Tremble. And if I missed you as a sponsor and supporter of the Wednesday night Kayak Fishing Radio show, I do apologize. I'll get to you. Send me an email. And with that, I will say adieu. Remember, folks, always wear your PFD, take a kid fishing, and have fun with it. Get out on the water, folks. With that, I say goodbye. Have a great night. Catch Chip Gibson show tomorrow night on kayakfishingradio.com at 8 o'clock Eastern. Good night, y'all.
Good night, man.